Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond, James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead, make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
Today I'm going to talk about a TV series that's on Amazon Prime that will make you feel good. No, it's not This Is Us, although that series will make you feel good too. And besides, that's on Netflix. But before I talk about each episode, which I'm going to dedicate the whole of Movie Magic to, I want to say that when we watch a movie or TV series or listen to music or paint something on a canvas, we escape into another world for that short moment. A world that engulfs us and makes us part of it until we come back to reality when we turn off the remote, switch off the music player, or put that paintbrush down. So recently I watched a movie that didn't do anything like that for me. When I read the synopsis for the movie, I thought it would be a thrilling heist movie, as the movie was supposed to be a jewelry heist that was going to take place during a transportation of very expensive jewelry from Harrods in London. This movie also had big names attached to it, like Chiwetel Ejiofor, Anne Hathaway, Mindy Kaling, and the two Bens, Kingsley and Stiller, and so on. The title of the movie is Locked Down. And it starts off with people on Zoom or Teams communicating with each other. Scratch that. It starts off with a hedgehog, and this cute creature is seen walking down a flight of stairs. I would say that's the best part of the movie. Then it cuts to people talking to each other through the computer. It's based in London and the States because, you know, we can now communicate with each other through the computer. And the characters are in lockdown. Well, that's because it's COVID. And then I waited. Since it's a heist movie, it's going to be interesting, right? Well, so I thought. But an hour later, it's still people talking to each other from one computer or phone or an iPad. Yak, 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 yak. And the screen also froze in certain areas, making it more authentic when your internet is slow. Like I said, when we watch a movie, we want to escape from reality for an hour or two, but this is no escape from reality, and because of that, I tell you, you should give this movie a miss. It is so boring. Don't waste your time like I did. There's nothing exciting about the movie Locked Down. With that out of the way, now I'm going to talk about this wonderful TV series that has quite a few big names attached to it. Anne Hathaway is in it as well. Andy Garcia, Dave Patel, and so on. And this series will guarantee to make you feel good from the inside out. But first, I'm going to play you the theme song of this series.
We face the music together and throw our hats in the ring. Facing all kinds of weather, not afraid of anything. Hey, when the sun comes up, we'll be on our way, and we don't care where we land. And the waves are high, but we won't turn round, 'cause your hand is in my hand. And oh, you make me feel invincible, 'cause it's you and me.
Let it come.
That setting sailed a theme from season one of Modern Love. I'm Colin Gomez, and you're tuned to Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3. Now, this series has been on Amazon Prime since the beginning of 2020. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, it started in October 2019. However, I didn't speak about it here on Movie Magic at all. So today, I will give you episode by episode without any spoilers. They're altogether 8 episodes, and they're about half an hour, you know, give or take. The first episode is The Doorman. Oh, wait, before I carry on, all the episodes are based on the weekly column published by the New York Times. And they all take place in New York City. And they are, as the title says, based on love. So episode 1 is The Doorman. And we see a young lady, Maggie, on a date with a guy. And she's walking back to her Porsche apartment in New York City where a doorman stands. The doorman, Guzman, is East European, as you can tell by his accent and the name, and he's like a father figure to her, scrutinizing every guy she dates and tells her if he approves of her date or not. Now, you might think that he's a busybody and he should leave her be to lead her own life. However, at the end of the episode, he reveals how he knows who is the best guy for her. And that is very touching. And you'll go, aww. Episode 2 of Modern Love begins with Joshua. And he's a CEO of Fuse, a dating website. And he's being interviewed by a reporter named Julie. Just when the interview is over, she asks him a question that makes him sit down as he's taken aback by her question. Now, as I said, I'm not going to give out any spoilers, so I won't tell you what the question is. But this is when Joshua, played by Dave Patel, goes back in time to tell his story. Julie, the reporter, tells her past story as well. Both stories touch on ideas of temptation and betrayal, while both are tied together somehow. It is thought-provoking, and one person's penmanship may lead to love being reunited. Episode 3 of Modern Love begins with Lexi, played by Anne Hathaway. And she goes to the supermarket. Now, at the supermarket, she eyes a guy and falls in love at first sight as they flirt on a peach. Yes, a fruit. There's a little bit of La La Land in here as she dances in the supermarket aisle and in the car park as well. And you might wonder if this is going to turn into a musical just like La La Land. After all, Anne Hathaway can sing. She did beautifully in Ella Enchanted and Les Mis. But at the end of the episode, you'll realize that the song and dance sequence is about how she feels inside. I know when I'm extremely happy, I want to sing and dance like a child would. And that is seen here in this episode. Now, when she gets into work, her supervisor meets her in her office and speaks with her. Now, her supervisor is this lovely lady that doesn't reprimand her for being late or missing work a few days ago, but talks to her nicely. Now, Lexi is in good spirits at work because she's in love. But when she gets home, she spirals into depression and locks herself up in a room for days, missing work again. Her apartment is in a mess. Now, this is an episode about mental health, and the filmmakers do a good job of showing the happy and sad side of things. Like, for example, during the brighter moments, everything radiates with color. Even Lexi's clothes are extravagant and bright. But when depression kicks in, things turn dark. And so does the color. And everything is kind of muted and jaded and gray. The peach, yes, I'm talking about the fruit, and I guess you might have already forgotten about it, has a part to play in this episode as well. A visual about how things are when it's bright and juicy and how things are when it's moldy and stale. The last scene has Lexi's supervisor being with her in a coffee shop, sitting opposite her, holding her hand. When I saw this, I want a supervisor like this. Or you might be a supervisor like this. Because what she does is so remarkable and lovely.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Episode 4 of Modern Love begins with a couple at counseling and having issues. Then it goes back in time. and then back to the present again when the couple is being counseled again. The counselor suggests that they do things together as a couple. The wife wants to take up dancing, but the husband doesn't. He wants to play tennis. So the wife compromises as she wants to do things with him. At the tennis court, he's kind of rough with her as he smashes the ball towards her when he serves. They fight again, but alas, they play well together eventually. Now, this episode is not one of the best in the series, but yet it talks about sacrifice and the willingness to change and accept each other for the sake of keeping a relationship alive. Episode 5 of Modern Love begins at home with Rob and Yasmin sharing drinks. One thing leads to another, and Yasmin strips down to her underwear. Now, she excuses herself and goes to the bathroom. When she comes back, Rob is also stripped down to his underwear, and he's posing on a couch until he falls off from the couch and cuts himself. Now, how did this happen? Well, I won't spoil it for you, but he's rushed to the hospital. She stays with him throughout his stay in the hospital, even after the surgery. Oh, I forgot to say, this is their first date together. Episode 6 of Modern Love is about Maddie, a 21-year-old girl without a father, and she sees her boss as her father figure because he is much older than her. She leads him on, not knowingly. Now, he thinks she wants to have an affair with him, you know, an office romance. But boy, is he wrong. Now, you can't help but feel for both characters. Maddie is naive and clueless of what she's doing, you know, leading him into. All I can say that this is one of the weakest episodes in the series because I didn't know who to feel sorry for. But nonetheless, it is good, but not as good as the others.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Episode 7 of Modern Love begins with a gay couple, Andy and Tobin, sitting down and discussing about adopting a baby. Both men don't have a clue of what it takes to bring up children, let alone adopt one. Now, they go through the process, but every time when it comes close to adoption, it falls apart. Then one day, the adoption agency calls them to tell them that there's a single pregnant young lady who would love to give her child up for adoption when the baby is born. They meet the young lady at a restaurant, and she interviews them to see if they are fit to adopt her baby. They pass the interview, and now have to wait till she gives birth. But since she's homeless, as she loves the carefree lifestyle, she's like a vagabond moving from city to city. On her last month of her pregnancy, she moves back to New York and moves in to the gay couple's apartment. She also invites strangers from the street to their apartment. By the way, Ed Sheeran plays a homeless guy from the street, but his role is brief. Anyway, the homeless young lady finally gives birth in the hospital with the fathers to be in the ward with her, although one of them feels a little squeamish and leaves the ward because he was about to faint. Now, I won't tell you if it's a baby girl or boy, and I won't tell you if the two men get to keep the baby, as I don't want to spoil it for you. But all I can say is that it has a touching and beautiful ending.
Money FM 89.3.
If you just tuned in, where have you been? You're tuned to Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3. I'm Colin Gomez, and I'm giving a breakdown episode by episode and trying my best to do it without any spoilers on the series Modern Love, which is on Amazon Prime. Now, this show, Movie Magic, will be on our podcast page soon. So even if you just tuned in and missed the first part of this show, you can always find the full show on our podcast page. Now, let me take this opportunity to tell you that you can also download the Money FM app, and in that way, you won't miss a thing. So, back to Modern Love. Episode 8 of Modern Love is about an old couple falling in love. One's a white lady, and the other is a Chinese man. They met while they were jogging in a big group. Now, before I carry on, I must say that you can watch any of the episodes of Modern Love in any order. Except this, you must and should leave episode 8 for last, as this episode ties up all the episodes together. You'd see all the main characters from the previous 7 episodes appear in this episode. Now, they are not related in any way, and that's why I can say you can watch the first 7 in any order. But in episode 8, there's a big reveal to all the characters, like where they have been and where they are now. The eulogy in episode 8 is touching and sad, just like all eulogies are supposed to be, but it doesn't kill the series. In fact, it brings it to life. It's like finding all the jigsaw pieces and putting it together to make one beautiful picture of the life in New York City. Now, Amazon Prime has announced that there will be a second season of Modern Love. As you can tell, I'm smiling. When will it be released? Well, your guess is as good as mine. But I can't wait to get comfy and watch it when it's out with the one I love. I'm Colin Gomez. And I'll bookend this episode with one of the many songs that are featured in the first season. This is from the first episode of Modern Love, and it's titled The Girl Who Fell to Earth. This has been Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3.
Like a circle cut.